We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon Shahar Taira in Perek Yud, page 522 in the English edition. And we just discussed yesterday a very, very powerful, one of the most powerful, in my opinion, Mamori Chazal that come from the Taira, where a person who does not learn Taira, he eventually comes to hate those who learn Taira. And sometimes you have people who, all everyone's on different levels, but sometimes people are the daveners. A person will make sure he comes to minyan 3 times a day. Or he'll daven at least 3 times a day without a minyan. He makes different levels. What about their association with Limud HaTorah? What about learning Torah? So to that, they don't have the same responsibilities to themselves when it comes to davening. Of course, they put on tefillin every morning, but they don't have this kviyas itim l'Torah. They don't have a set time to learn Torah, which unfortunately is a very big problem. And the Chavetz Chaim here will tell us that because of the lack of learning Torah, it can lead, and unfortunately probably will lead, to a sinna, to a hatred of those who learn. And you can have a Shomer Shabbos person, keep Shabbos, but eventually it could even cause him to not keep Shabbos. This is what he says over here. Bezep Yerashti, the paragraph which begins, Bezep Yerashti, Mashu'anu, Oimrim B'chol Yoyim B'Parashat Shniya, the Kriya Shema. The second paragraph of Kriya Shema, we say, V'hoyim Shemaya, it will be, if you listen to Hashem, La'ahava, to love Hashem. So the starting point is, we say to love Hashem. Hishomer lachem. Then we discuss later on, guard yourselves. Ba'avadetem Elohim acherim. Don't worship other foreign gods. D'lechayr halayederechu kishodem mitzavel evnoyi sheisnai v'derech hayasha. The Chavetz Chaim says, when a person commands his son to go in the proper path of Torah and mitzvahs, mitzavel loy lefi inyonai, you command them according to the proper ways. If the son is going in the proper way, if his son is doing the right thing, you tell him, great job, continue the good work, follow the Torah mitzvahs. Give him chizuk. And don't go off this path. You're doing great. However, if the person is going away from the derech of Torah mitzvahs, he commands him, if he sees his son is flipping back and forth, sometimes he does the right thing, sometimes he doesn't do the right thing, he's borderline, he tells him, don't go further off the derech. Stay on what you have. Don't totally leave Hashem. Chas v'sholom. V'im yachlif anyonim, sheyitzav levenoi ha'hoylich v'derech ha'yashar. If you would switch the approach, sheyitzav levenoi, that you would command your son, ha'hoylich v'derech ha'yashar, that goes in the ways of Hashem. And you tell your son who is going in the ways of Hashem not to deviate and to, God forbid, go off of being to become a heretic. It's not appropriate. It's not a correct way of an approach. The person is doing everything properly. He's serving Hashem properly. You don't want to go tell the person, don't go off the derech. That's not what you do. You tell him, continue the great work. So over here, he's now going to ask, this was just a build-up. The Chavetz Chaim was having a build-up to his question in the second parasha of Shema. V'hacha haloi roish parashas, beginning of the parasha, it says, V'hoyo im shemoya tishmu medaberes ba'anoshim yirei Hashem. The beginning of the parasha talks about, we're talking about the second parasha of Kriya Shema, discusses those who love Hashem. b'chol leiv and nefesh, k'moy dasip la'avos Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsho b'chol me'adecha. Ma shayich b'zeh smichus pen yifte levavchem pen yifte v'avadetem lim achirim v'su tevas v'satim l'choyer yoser hi. The Chavetz Chaim is asking as follows. You have a son, you have someone who loves Hashem, who's following the ways of the Torah mitzvahs. Is it appropriate to tell him, don't go off the derech? Tell him you're doing great. Continue doing great. Why do we have over here in the second parish of Kriya Shema, it says, talks about the son who loves Hashem, the person who's Oyved Hashem. And then it says, don't go off the derech. Don't worship other foreign gods. How does that make sense? Why should we talk in such a way? Why does Hashem do this? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. Abraham, you have a question? Sure. Yes? The question is like this. A person is serving Hashem. He loves Hashem. V'ahava. He loves Hashem. So if he loves Hashem, the way to encourage him to continue going the proper way is to say, you're doing great. Continue serving Hashem in the same way. But that's not what the parasha says. The parasha says, you love Hashem? Don't go off the derech. What's going on? The truth is as follows. The mitchil ksib parasha, first it says, ul'avdoi b'chol levavchem, serve Hashem b'chol levavchem, with all of your heart. V'amru chazal, ezehi avoida shi b'leiv. Which avoida is this b'leiv? You learn this in the beginning of Maseches Tainis with Rabbi Kay. Havyoyim ezu tefillah. This is tefillah. Guard yourself, lest your hearts go astray. Hainu. What might happen is the follows. Shehayetzer yifat libchem. The Yitzhahara will persuade a person. Leimer and tell him, Lama lisu lima Torah. What do I have to learn Torah for? Me'achash yeshli avas Hashem. I love Hashem. I come to davening, shachris, mincha, mariv. I don't just dive in my house, I come to the minyan. Baruch Hashem, I mispal b'chol yoyim. Dai b'kach, I dive in every day, this is enough. Ma b'kach, afilo im osur atu legamru na Torah. What's the big deal if I don't learn Torah? Or she also says, b'nime ha-Torah, or if I remove my son from learning Torah. I encourage my son every day, you go to davening, you go to minyan, and he does. He follows my footsteps. He's a good Jew. He davens. What about Torah? Okay. Life's busy. Halayu mitzpalu b'chol yoyim. Well, zeh ba'akosu v'haydiyol anu. That's why the apostle comes to teach us as follows. Shesoyf davar yeh al yidei hasar mea Torah v'avadetem elihim achirim. You know what's going to happen? If a person doesn't learn Torah, v'avadetem elihim achirim. At the end, he will come to serve foreign gods. Davening is great. We all have to daven. Ezi avoid the shebleiv, have yom yizu tefila. Where's the Torah? A yid that just davens, doesn't learn Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we're being taught over here, the Torah is teaching us that the end will be v'avadetem elohim acherim. Person will say, what are you talking about? I know so many people who don't learn. They're not worshipping all the gods. It's a good question. And we have to know what it means. It doesn't mean that they're bowing down to a cow or an idol, who knows what. Unfortunately, there are many ways of serving foreign gods. And arrogance is the biggest expression of this, where a person inside feels he has everything, he doesn't need anything else. That's an expression of Avadatim Elohim Acherim. Serving other gods, whether it's his money in his wallet, or his fancy cars, or his fancy house, whatever it might be, or his fancy clothing, whatever it might be. This arrogance doesn't mean the person has a big house. It's arrogant. It means that a person who is living with internal, this feeling of arrogance, that's v'avadetem elohim acherim. That's an expression, to some degree, this arrogance of not serving Hashem. He's serving himself. We'll just finish this paragraph, and he says as follows. This is similar to what I mentioned in the beginning of this parak. That this is similar to a person, it's like a dog, like a fish, which was taken out of the water, that in a short while his life existence will be taken away. Keno ish Israeli, so to a Jewish person, hasar min ha-Torah legamrei, one who removes himself totally from the Torah, v'matas atzma biderech ha-musar l'derech acher. He takes himself away from the musar and the proper ways of life, le'irachu ku me'avodes elohim ha-cheirim. Such a person like this that does not learn the Torah is not far away from serving foreign gods. The baruhu, and it's clear, in parentheses, he tells us, she'kei nimsa b'sifrei, Al pasuk in the Sifrei, it says, "Beniftel levavchem esartem avadetem, kemi shodem paish min ha-Torah miyad nidbak b'avodah zarah." Pasuk says, "Beniftel, lest you go away, levavchem your heart, lest you let your hearts go away, v'esartem v'avadetem, and you will worship other gods." If a person doesn't learn Torah, says the Sifrei, miyad immediately nidbak b'avodah zarah, he clings on to avodah zarah. That's why the pasuk says afterwards, in the second paragraph, second parsha Shema, you should put samtem as devarai al ela alavanchem. Put these words of limurat Torah onto your heart. Place these words on your heart. Shebesura adim na Torah yovei chas v'shalom levasoif levadizara. When a person, God forbid, goes away from Limud HaTorah, he can come to idol worship. Baal Kain, therefore, the Pasuk says that the Pasha continues, V'limadetem v'yisom espenechem, teach this to your children. They have to learn Torah. The life support is Limud HaTorah. It's not enough that it's just a daven. It's not enough that the son is fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah. In order that you should be able to live here, you make him your days, we may venechem and your children on this land. We are living in very difficult times. A lot of tzaros, a lot of machlos, people have refuah shleimah, those who need a shidduch should get married, and those who need healthy children, and Yeshua with children and everything, and parnasa. And of course, Rosh Rishon, the tzaros of Eretz Yisrael that are taking place, we that live in the outside of Eretz Yisrael, we don't hear it and feel it as much, but we have to be aware of the difficult times that B'nai Torah going through, Lame Day Torah going through, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. We want the Golis to end. We want to bring Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Ein ha-Golis miskansen el b'schus ha-Torah. Ein ha-Golis miskansen. Mashiach will come in the merit of the Torah. V'nai kol zeh afilu v'doyis rishonim. This is all, of course, in the early generations, everything we've discussed until now. V'kol shekein v'zmaneinu. How much more so nowadays? Shaharbi v'harbi soru mederech Hashem, aday ha'aprishim na'atayr. Many people left the ways of Hashem through the prisha from separating themselves from learning Torah. V'vada yul eitz lasis la'Hashem l'chazeg es baneinu la'atayr l'suda. This is definitely the time to strengthen ourselves and, of course, our children, as the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, to serve Hashem, to learn Torah. Have a nice day.